What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
For me, it was that I could do hard things. If I just put myself out there, I could do hard things. And, you know, being in a group dynamic, going on like a guided tour, which is not usually how I travel, and doing this bike adventure makes me want to go do this again. Like, I just want to go do this again because I can. Like, I believe in myself so much more than I did on that trip. And, like, so many great things, people and environment and everything. But, like, for me personally, I could just do stuff that I didn't believe I could.
Hell yeah, girl.
Welcome to Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Traveling Jackie, and I'm here to explore travel, adventure, and lifestyle in ways meant to motivate you to move and get out and see the world. Let this show be a source of travel advice and inspiration, but remember that in the end, it's you who takes the leap. Hello, everyone. I am Traveling Jackie, and you are listening to Jump Podcast, and we have a very special episode for you today. I kind of feel like I say that a lot, but honestly, every time I say it, it's true. So first of all, thank you for being here today to hang out with me and some very special people. This episode is special because the style of it is something I have been wanting to do for years. And this is the first time that I've been able to pull it together. And I couldn't do it without the help of the 7 other voices that you're going to hear in this episode. So as you know, or may not know, newsflash if you don't, I organize and lead group trips for you to join me on epic adventures all over the world that I design. I started doing this back in 2016 with hiking in Patagonia, and 5 years later now, we are going even stronger. We still do Patagonia usually once a year, and we've branched into other destinations like Ecuador, Jordan, and now Croatia. I just led 2 bike and boat trips in Croatia during October 2021. 2 trips, 2 different weeks back to back. And today we are going to dig into not only what those trips looked like, but also just a general sense of what it's like to travel with me on my group trips. So as it happened to turn out for Croatia, this is super rad, we actually had a handful of people who live right here in Bozeman, Montana, that's where I live, on these trips, even people that I did not know before. But of course, we're all friends now. So we had a mini reunion not long ago where we actually came together at my house and sat around my table and hit record and just dove into it. I wanted to do this to show you what happens when you say yes to a jump adventure. So remember that as you're listening to this, none of these people knew each other before this trip. Okay. So if it sounds like an exclusive crew, it's not. It's a whole bunch of new friends. You could just as easily be sitting at this table. So just remember that as you listen to this, especially if you've ever considered or are considering jumping on a trip with me. These are the kind of memories and friends and experiences that you could have to look forward to. And a couple things to note, just in general. One thing especially is that these Croatia trips are the biggest group trips I've ever led. We filled 2 whole boats. I mean, 1 boat, but 2 weeks. So we had over 20 people on each week. And usually my trips are 10 to 14 total. So not every trip is set up like this one was. And this was also certainly different because as a bike and boat trip, we boarded the boat on day 1, moved into our cabins on board, and then slept there every night of the trip until the last day when we departed. So usually my trips are hiking like hut to hut or moving around a lot more. But those are just the logistical details, because what really matters, what you're going to hear the most about today, is the people and the quality of the experience. And that is where the magic happens on all of my trips. So if you are interested in learning more about my group trips, the best thing you can do is to subscribe and stay in the loop of all things group trip launches, updates, and more at jumpadventures.com. So today, the group you're going to hear represents two different weeks in Croatia. Some of them were on the same trip and some weren't. It was all of their very first bike trips ever. And we talk about how big of a factor the e-bike option was in their decisions to come on the trip, what it was like on the e-bike versus the manual bike, their fears of joining a group trip beforehand and how it turned out for them, what it's like to be on a boat with others for a week, even as an introvert and needing your own space, what the days were like, the structure on a group trip like this, the food and hospitality, how well they were taken care of, also boat shenanigans, captain's dinner stories, and ultimately their biggest takeaways, favorite moments, and what it felt like to come out of the isolation that so many of us have been in these past 2 years and reignite pieces of ourselves in Croatia together. So you're going to get a great idea of who goes on my group trips and overall what they think and whether they travel with me again. So remember, these people all just met in Croatia. You could just as easily be seated at this table with us, recapping these memories. So strap in, get ready to relive the adventure with us. One that we will probably do again in the future. Wink, wink. So remember, learn more about my group trips at jumpadventures.com. Also, please do stick around to the end of this episode because I have a bit of news to share with you that you won't want to miss if you're a regular listener. Plus, in my opinion, this episode only gets better as it goes on. So you're going to want to hear the whole thing for sure. I'm so grateful to my microphone mates whom you are about to meet, Shyla, Chad, Sam, John, Alicia, Jesse, and Cinnamon, who all said yes to adventure and helped make this Croatia group trip happen. And I must give a massive shout out to all of the rest of you guys listening who were also there with us. None of this would have been possible without all of you. And if there were any way that we could have had all of the nearly 40 of the rest of you around the table with us for this conversation, I would have invited you all. But let's take these seven voices and their stories as an example of who shows up for these trips. And hey, we still have some space for Patagonia 2022 at jumpadventures.com. And more trips will be announced as soon as I can get them together for you. So stay tuned. Thank you for being here. Let's get this conversation going. And I will be back at the end with a little more for you before we sign off for 2021.
All right, let's start with introductions. So because we do have a lot of voices going around, we have 2, 4, 6, 8 people are on this table right now. Two of whom are virtual, which is way rad. I know the listeners are going to have a impossible time at keeping us straight, but at least we will attempt to help individualize them. Ourselves before we get into this group conversation. So why don't you say your name? Let's start with for sure.
That's and already cool.
If I would. Yeah.
Follow me, everyone.
Podcast over.
And how about why you wanted to go on a trip to Croatia?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
John, you're on the spot.
Go. Oh, I got to go. I wanted to go to Croatia mainly because I've seen a lot of, like, beautiful pictures of it. I'm also a pretty active person, so the idea of doing a beautiful place while doing something active was a perfect combination for me. So, yeah, your turn.
I'm Alicia, and I was really stoked to go to Croatia because it's so pretty in the ocean, and I don't know, I just like traveling. I just like to see new places.
Keep going. Jesse.
Oh, God.
She's Jessie.
I'm Jessie. And I mean, I can't really say Croatia was like high on any list, but when Shyla told me about the trip, it sounded unbelievable. And so I said, sure, why not? And signed on.
Sweet.
I'm Cinnamon.
She wins for the name.
Yeah, by that is also my real name since birth. I did not pick that.
I did wonder.
Yeah. It is character building, I will say. And also first impressions stick forever. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
I forget you.
My husband and I, who's sitting across the table, we were considering bike trips in the area and then ran into Jackie. And she told us about Croatia, so we immediately signed up.
Mm. That's pretty much how it went. And I didn't know you guys before that, so that was pretty fun.
I'm Shyla. Croatia for me stemmed in 2016. I went to Italy and fell in love with the landscape. And I think it was in 2017, Jackie came to a surprise birthday party for me. And I was like, Jackie, if you ever do a sailing the Croatian islands, I want in. Like, I just... that landscape is someplace I want to go to. And here we are 5 years later.
Yeah.
And it happened.
That's right.
I'm Chad. And like Cinnamon said, we kind of had some ideas about checking out this area of the world. Like we talked about Albania and Greece and some other areas like that. And it was just fortuitous that we ran into Jackie at a hot spring and this trip came up.
Meant to be.
I love that.
Meant to be. I'm Sam. My answer is a little bit different because I was the photographer on the trip. So it was my job to be there, which I'm very grateful to say. But outside of that, Croatia and, well, Europe has a very special place in my heart since that was my first kind of big international travel. Was I did like 4 months in Europe. So getting the opportunity to go back there and to go to a country that I hadn't seen before, because I'd covered a lot of Europe before that. Was really, really cool, and you know, I obviously do lots of active things myself, so getting to join Jackie again on a trip was awesome. So
right, because where did you go before?
It was in Patagonia in 2019, which oddly enough was her most recent trip before this one. Mm-hmm. Thanks to our friend COVID.
And you probably twice as hard as the rest of us with that active piece.
Yeah, no, I put down some miles for
Sam
sure.
Sam had an e-bike.
I did have an e-bike.
Well deserved. Yeah.
Sam crushed turbo mode.
Yeah,
you learned that after.
Oh, I drained some batteries for sure. But it was all worth it, I hope, so.
Yeah, that first ride we went out, I hear Sam go, let's see what this turbo mode is. And then, whoa! And he just passed me, and I'm like, hey, Sam!
Up like a 10% grade. Hands off the handlebars. Just
I remember that first ride because I had started at the back on that particular ride, and I heard from way up, like I couldn't even see the person. Somebody was like, woohoo! Like, someone just discovered the e-bike. And it was such a tiny incline.
Yeah,
like your spirit so from all the way back.
That's true.
So how, I want to ask you a question though about the e-bikes. First of all, this was all of your first bike trip, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So how big of a factor was the e-bike for you in deciding to go?
Huge.
I will chime in to say that I, like, my activity is not like, I don't really run. I don't really bike. Like, I do weird things like roller skate and skateboard and stuff. So like, for me, I was a little bit nervous. Like, I signed up for this bike trip and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to figure it out. It's fine. And so for me, it was like 100% like hard yes, getting the e-bike. And he was all like, I'm getting the manual. And I'm like, okay, good luck. I'm leaving you if you hate your life after.
Okay. And you did leave me. I did.
The words you want to hear from your spouse.
I wasn't sure how much help the e-bike would be. I was like, am I still going to struggle? Like, what about hills? I hate hills. I curse him every time we bike on hills around here. And then I was pleasantly surprised. And that first day while he was hating life, I was like, this is amazing. Let's go to Switzerland next. And like planning the next bike trips. Cause I was like, I told my friends, I'm like, you still had to work on the e-bike, but it also gave you enough of the edge that you didn't hate yourself the entire, like, you were working, but you were like, it was like a good workout.
Yes.
To the point where it was all doable. So it, for me, I was like, yes, I am sold on bike trips around countries only if there's an e-bike involved though.
I had the same thought as her of like, okay, where's my next trip? And it has to involve biking, but only if there's an e-bike.
100%. 100% agree. That was a big deciding factor for me, was e-biking, because I'm just not good on a bike.
I was ready to do it manual. And in my brain, I'm like, okay, I'm not really like in biking shape. So this year leading up to it, I should probably get on a bike and get there. And so I started running. I'm like, this will help. That lasted a couple weeks. And then I was like, okay, well, I have this e-bike option. And in my brain, I'm like, awesome. I'm going to push a button and just cruise. No freaking bubble.
As if there's like
a... I am here for vacation and the views.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It was the perfect, like, combination. Because you do get a workout in, even though it might not be as much of a workout as the rest of you on manual. But you still feel tired. I mean, it was every single day, an hour in, I'd turn to Jackie and we'd be like, are you hungry?
What?
We were always hungry. We were always hungry. And so clearly we're doing something.
Yeah, I think as far as, like, morale, like, it's such a different experience. And, like, I'm the type of person where, like, if I was to just go on the trip, I would definitely choose a manual bike, because I tend to, like, put myself through, like, stuff like that. Like, I want the challenge. I want to, like, work hard.
What about the views?
But, yeah, oftentimes I find myself, like, when I'm on some gnarly backpacking trip, just staring at my feet the whole time.
Yeah.
You know? And so having that little, like, when I was able to put the camera down and just, like, flipping on turbo mode and just do nothing, you know, like it was a really good way to just like immerse yourself and be like totally there without having to huff and puff your way through it. So.
I think it's like, it's like a different stress, because when you have a manual bike, as we're calling them, you're stressed about just making it to the top of the hill, you know? And so the e-bike just eases that. Like, you know, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
But we had probably on the first week, I think we had, what, 2 to 4 people? And on the second week, we had at least one who switched after a day or two to the e-bikes for the rest of the week.
We had, like,
and they had such a good experience.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody in our group did.
It was actually it was Jackie's dad.
Yeah, my dad came on this trip.
That's right, it was.
His first trip. It was his first jump trip, which is really exciting. He's been wanting to go for a long time. But yeah, he's the type that's, okay, he probably will listen to this. Hey, Dad! But, like, he's the type who really loves a workout. Like, he's in really good shape. Like, he loves to push it. He got on an e-bike and he was like, oh, no, I'm ruined. Because he just had so much fun. And then he stuck with it. And it was great. Like, I think that it gives you an opportunity to, like, more fully embrace the... I don't know, the entire experience, because you're less stressed about just the workout. It's your vacation. You should be in a place where you're happiest, you know?
Yeah. There's something, like, so approachable and fun about, like, a bike trip, too. You know, like, pretty much everyone can ride a bike, and the e-bike just makes it... Like, you know, we have people like Glenn, shout out Glenn on week one, absolute animal, like, but he is, like, a biker, you know?
Yeah.
And the addition of the e-bike just made it so that, like, anyone that... could stay upright on a bike, could, like, thoroughly enjoy this experience. So.
Let's shout out to Rachel, too, because Rachel's
Props to Rachel.
Rachel's amazing. Okay, we started that ride where...
Which ride?
Day one on Rock 2.
Bowl. Yeah, Brach.
Oh, she's got the maps. Holy goodness. Was this our
the
first
The Island
ride?
Of Brach.
Yeah, we started
it. Okay, we had the hugest uphill to start on week two. And
welcome to the
Rachel,
trip.
Yeah, no kidding. I know.
Yeah.
And Rachel, like, I started
with, his life a day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you'll never forget that. I remember you on that day too, John.
First day was rough.
Rachel, she's probably going to listen to this too. Absolutely. Hey, Rach. she started out and she kind of looked at me and said, okay, I don't really know how to ride a bike. Cause I was going to give her a tip on like to changing some gears. And I was like, oh, okay, like, let's pull over. And Sanad, one of our guides, and I kind of stopped with her, and we gave her a quick tutorial, and she was like, no, I'm going to try this. Like, I do not want it. I do not want your e-bike. I'm going to do this. I want to try it. And she lasted the entire week on her manual bike, and she doesn't even ride bikes. It was unbelievable. Kudos to Rachel. It was amazing.
I will say that, though, like, with the manual bikes, there definitely was a camaraderie. Like, if one of us is sticking with it, we're all going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember after that first day, that really long uphill, I think there was a lot of us who were like, what did I get myself into? I really should have gone with an e-bike.
Yeah.
But like, I remember looking at Rachel and some of the other manual bikers and being like, well, if you're going to do it, I'm going to stick with it. And then same, vice versa. So it's like, we all went the next day and just kind of and stuck together and had a encourage each other. So it was a really good camaraderie for the rest of the week. That probably pushed us through to the very end.
And within the entire group, like one of my personal favorite photos that I took was you see Jackie with her hands up in the air.
Ashley getting to the top. Yeah.
And Ashley also has like her hands up off of her bike because it was the last, it was at the top of the last climb on our biggest day. And, you know, all the e-bikers were hanging out and having snacks at the top. And there was that moment where the three of them all came around the corner at the exact same time. And the place just erupted, you know?
Yeah.
You're all just like, really nice job.
Yeah. I can't imagine being on a manual bike for that. Because I remember at one point we're doing the incline and I'm like, oh, we got to be getting close to the top. And you look up and it's switchback after switchback. And I'm like, yeah, not near the top. Keep going.
Yeah.
Cool. I think it was nice to have both options though for a trip like this because it can change your like intentions for the trip. You know, like if I'm going on like a bike packing trip, I'm not going to want like a manual bike. And if like that's the type of trip that you want out of this where you're like, yeah, I'm going to like put some miles down on it or whatever. Or you can easily just be on a scenic tour and like mm-hmm. kind of get the same thing out of the same trip, you know, or get two different things out of the same trip if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
which was a nice option.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You make the trip what you want.
Yeah.
Right. That's the whole point.
But active adventures in general, like that camaraderie between the manual bikes is kind of like present with everyone because like it should be a little bit hard. Like that's kind of like the point.
Yeah.
And you grow closer with the people around you.
Absolutely.
Because you like accomplish this seemingly daunting thing together. And, you know, it's different than just like if you go on the tour and just sit on the boat the whole time and like learn things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you guys are like overcoming something together. You know?
Yeah. You're totally right, Sam, because I remember, like, even though, like, I was cursing the sound of the e-bikes behind me going up some of those hills, every time someone went past me with an e-bike, it was always words of encouragement. So, like, you got this, you're killing it, all the way up. So, like, it was, not only was there that manual bike and rider, but like you said, the entire group had, like, this very encouraging attitude towards everybody, which was really great.
Or I would cruise up next to John and challenge him to a race.
Did you win every time?
John was just, I think usually it's like when he's like huffing and puffing up the hill, I didn't respond.
You want to race?
I remember on both mornings of the Corsola day, which we'll probably be referencing throughout this, but it was the longest day by far. It was like 40 something miles.
It was 40 miles. Yeah.
There was this silence, you know? It was like, there was very solemn looks on everyone's faces. It was like, we're all about to march into war. You know, we're like, every other day, it was just like, oh my God, yeah, we're going to ride our bikes. I'm like, that morning was just
like... every other day was like 12 to 18 miles. And you're like, and we're doing 40 today.
Yeah.
And we're all like,
and it has the most elevation.
That was a big day.
Well, congratulations.
I will never
how quiet we all were at breakfast.
Even the night before, we were just like, there was this silent, like everyone's like, oh, it's 8:30, time to go to bed.
Yeah. I was so nervous and like ready. Oh my gosh.
But then how did it go?
We got back and we had big giant beers and jumped in the water and swam. And we were like all so elated. It was the complete opposite of breakfast where we were just silent and nervous and all this anxious energy. We were just like, hell yeah.
Looking back, it's my favorite day.
Yes.
Maybe our favorite day, but it's high up there. Like what you accomplish and the views and
I also think you all like from week one did a good job of overhyping it. So that it wasn't nearly as bad as I anticipated it being going into that day because everybody was like, oh man, Corsola. You guys, you're going to see, man. It's going to be rough. And, like, it was a big day. But I think that first hill that we were talking about on the first day for our trip was a gnarlier hill to climb. Like, I think that was the worst climb.
Oh, yeah.
It was just much shorter than...
I think you guys got to go down the hill we had to go up.
Yeah, but we had to go up one of the hills that we went down on week
one. Oh, that's bad.
And it was their very first ride.
It was
that
like
was, like, immediately
miles.
We left the boat and started climbing that hill.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
6 miles. Miles straight up.
Yeah, we crushed like 2,000 vert 6 miles or something like that. Like,
we got off the boat, and that was the very first thing we did on our very first bike day.
Because of the wind.
Yeah, we did different ones because of the weather.
So for us, was Korčula day full day three?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And then Captain's Dinner was after Korčula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know how, you work out, and then, if you skip the next day, you're super sore the next day?
Yeah.
Because, I didn't ride that second day because I was seasick.
Oh.
So then that day, that morning, I was like, I'm going to die on this island. All right, let's go. I was like, I'm going to die here. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
It's not the worst place to die. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. There was trees I could eat off of. I was like, I'll survive in nature for a little bit.
Vineyards and olive groves everywhere.
Hey, John, how are the fresh olives off the tree?
It's an acquired taste.
I would encourage everyone to just have the unbelievable taste of a fresh olive from the tree.
That's true. That's true. Haven't had an olive until you have one fresh from the tree.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had that experience.
Somebody on our trip did too.
Glad I had that experience.
You did too.
Yeah, those little red strawberry porcupine berries?
Strawberry fruit. That's what she called them.
Hot take, I think the strawberry tree was overrated.
What?
The spiky red berry.
Were those the first that we were eating out of Sanad's pockets at the time?
Yes. They're strawberry bush or strawberry something.
The very first one I got handed blew my freaking mind.
It's because we got off that climb.
No, but I swear it actually
You think it was more situational than it was?
No, I had the exact same thing. The first one I took, I was unreal. And then
you keep eating them and you're what is this?
I ate 17 and I was it's going to get better. It didn't.
Well, because I was just
I
was chasing that same flavor.
Chasing the dragon, man.
It wasn't there yet. Yeah, chasing the dragon.
Okay, question for you guys as we move on, because there was a really good segue 10 minutes ago and
we
kind of lost it, but I'm going to go back to it because we were talking about the camaraderie of the group. And I know that some of you guys actually present at this table were a little nervous about joining a group trip abroad with good reason. And so I want to hear what you were afraid of and how that ended up turning out for you. And whoever wants to volunteer, I'm not going to put anybody on the spot here.
Do you want to start or do you want me to?
This has nothing to do with the rest of us. So we're ready to go.
Why don't you start?
So we didn't really talk about it beforehand, but I was certainly concerned about being around a group of people stuck on a boat.
We kind of talked about it.
A little bit.
Because tours are not our thing. We generally don't do group tours or structured vacations in any way are not our style at all. So we kind of were I don't know, this is whatever, Jackie seems cool, it'll be fine. And then, that was the end of the conversation until...
until breakfast in Split, before we get on the boat a couple hours later, we're sitting across from each other, and I was like, listen, Chad, here's the deal.
Well, first of all,
something
you have to know about me, too, is, I'm very black and white with people. I very much like you, or you're dead to me. and so Cinnamon knows this going to this conversation.
Yeah. So we're sitting at breakfast and I'm like, listen, no matter what happens, you just have to play it cool. End of story. No matter what. You may not like everyone, but you have to be cool. Period. That's it.
On a trip like this, the stakes are kind of high. It could have been really easy to have somebody on that boat that just did not get along with some other people on that boat.
Yeah, there were 23
Four.
Of us.
Yeah.
Plus the crew and the guide. So, it was a full 30 people on that boat.
Yeah, and very diverse backgrounds too.
Mm-hmm,
it's not like super broad age range, from a bunch of different walks of life and stuff like that. So and you're in. It's intimate, kind of, you're with these people for a week straight. So it had the potential to go seriously wrong. But for some reason, the chemistry that we had on our trip, at least, was fine. Probably not going to be best friends with everybody on the trip. But I had, there were no issues that I know of where.
But we did make several friends that we will be friends with.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a group text with half the people in this room right now. Has been active since we left Croatia,
Yeah, which is so rad. I loved seeing that when we met for beers the other night and you guys were
texting with Alicia and John, and there's like a few more people on that text. Like, that's just so cool. I love to see that. Because that is something that has like historically happens with my group trips, and it's just friends you haven't met yet. That's how I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think like, no matter how like social of a person you are, like there's undoubtedly some nerves that can come with just like, all right, I'm about to share this experience with like, 20 odd other strangers. And, you know, myself going into it, I was like, okay, if they're going to be on this trip, they are probably pretty cool. Like if you're going to sign up and join the action, like, and you're a listener of Jackie's, like, you can't be that weird. But, you know, there's like that 2% chance that's just like, like, I don't know. Shitty people like to travel too, you know? So, you know, naturally, like, as I was shaking everyone's hands, like, you know, just trying to get a feel for everyone, it all disappeared by that first meal together. And, I mean, the just pure camaraderie at the end of it, like, after we all share that experience was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get, like, tired of being just trapped on a boat with other people at any point?
So no. I didn't get tired of that necessarily, but I am really introverted, but I could literally just go to my cabin.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you know, and so for me, it's like because this is by far the biggest group I've, and I'm the same as you guys. This is the first tour technically I've ever booked. And before this, the biggest group I'd ever traveled with was 6 people. So I was, but I knew that about myself going in. So I was like, all right, like I'm just going to have to be really conscious of when I need to take breaks, when I need to go sit in my cabin, and like when I need to take a step back because I'm getting just overstimulated by all of these people. But it was great.
I think for me, like the trip was like 12 hours too long on the boat. I hit that night when we were in Dubrovnik and was just like, I haven't hung out with my best friends this much in like a decade. So like it was just like a lot of time. It was just like a lot of time to be around a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
You know, like regardless of who they are. It was just like I think that was like my breaking point. Just happened to be like when we landed in Dubrovnik, which is a good place for it to happen. Yeah.
Like that's the end of the trip. I mean, yeah, you guys bring up a good point because you're on a kind of small space with the same people for 7 days, but it's 1 week of your life that you're island hopping in Croatia. Like if that's the worst of your complaints,
yes.
We're living pretty well right now. You know?
Well, and it's not like we were, you know, like I think there's a lot of these like boat trips where you are trapped on a boat, like giant cruise ships or something like that. And that's not how this was.
No.
Like I didn't feel like I said trapped on a boat, but that's not how I felt.
Yeah.
But like you are with the same people a lot for
you
a long
are,
time.
But I also feel that the boat was big enough that you could find spots where no one was around.
Totally.
So it'd be like, I don't want to talk to people, but I want to go have a glass of wine and enjoy the scenery, wander around the boat until I find no one there.
True.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of like, I mean, there's very little time that you didn't have anywhere to go but the boat. You know, like we spent so much time like docked in cool places that
right, the
like,
balance
if you didn't want to be on the boat anymore, just get off of it. You know, like it was
pretty
easy.
Just go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do your own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's a good point too, because you guys didn't have, like Jesse skipped a day of riding. Like there were people who skipped days because we didn't have to be doing the same thing all of the time.
Yeah.
So,
and even
yeah,
on the rides, like
trip.
We weren't all like together either. Like
mm-hmm.
the rides kind of like self-selected
mm-hmm.
into
mm-hmm.
small little groups of people that were together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The balance of free time too, when we would be docked in certain harbors was great, because I noticed, you know, more and more people were taking advantage of like the time to like go on a walk by yourself, because, you know, like it's important to
that's the wine narrator.
thank you
but like at the end of the day, like we're all on vacation, and like to do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
And there was like more than enough opportunity for you to do that, which I think helped a lot.
Yeah, this was
I think too, like after the rides, that there were certainly times like especially later in the week, naps became key, where everyone wanted to take a nap and everyone just went their separate ways and napped. And if you went to the sun deck and you just closed your eyes and read your book, people would leave you alone. So it's like people were very respectful of everyone's space. So if you needed that time just to be by yourself, you could do that. Even if you weren't by yourself, like you just sit there and enjoy and do whatever you want to do. So that was good.
I had my daily naps.
Yep.
My daily journaling. And it was nice to just
yeah, same thing. You can just find that time and do your thing, and then you were good to go.
I think the entire trip was like the perfect amount of structure for something like this, you know, like yeah. where it's not like you have to be there for roll call at the beginning of every day.
My glass of wine.
We're talking loud enough. Whoa, and I go.
Share with Sam.
Sam, do you want to share this 16-ounce wine with me?
Show me up.
I was getting nervous and then I started laughing well and then done. I realized it was about to explode.
Fine, we're all fine.
But yeah, it was like the perfect amount of structure where like you didn't have to be there for roll call every morning.
We're almost done.
Just pour the blood. Hey.
Okay.
And you could you could like show up to what you wanted or not, and nobody was like, oh, where's Chad at? You know, like, we're all grown ups. Like, here's the time that you show up if you want to be a part of this. If you don't, have fun and we'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Speak for yourself, dude.
Where's Sam?
Some of us were on vacation, Sam.
No, I hit my stride, man. I was able to like check out when I needed to, but
Alicia, you're the only person who's actually been, well, besides Sam.
Are you going to say lost? Because I think that might be true also.
Did you guys, anybody get lost on the first trip?
No.
No. Almost. Well, we almost did. But
there was one time I see John walking out of like with his bike, he's just wandering out of this random road and I'm thinking, oh, he must have had to pee.
Oh, yeah, the guys disappeared here and there. Alicia did get lost. You know what? We found her, though, because John had the Find My Friends.
Find My Friends.
Yeah. I didn't see where you were.
I lost frequently, so this is not anything new. So, yeah, he knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
I just love that when she got back, she's like, I met a dog and, like, three children. Talk to some guy about lavender. Like she like had, she'd gone on a whole journey and she'd only been missing like 20 minutes.
Okay, so what I was gonna say Alicia, you're actually the only person here who's been on one of my trips before.
Yeah.
And so I wanted, wait, what was I even gonna ask you?
Sorry, I derailed that.
I know you told me. Oh, it was about the structure. It was about the structure of the trips and stuff. And I just want to know, because this is your second time. And so how does it compare to the trip that you went on before? Meaning like with timing and everything. And give me some feedback as well, because this is really good stuff for me to hear.
So I will actually say that I was a little bit nervous because I am actually like, I'm very much an introvert. And I also am a napper. As we all knew, I needed my daily nap after lunch every day. So in Ecuador, I felt like there wasn't that time for me to take the nap. So by the end of the day, when we'd be at the hacienda having our dinner together, I was just like dying just because I was so tired and so drained from like being with everybody all day and not getting my nap. So I'm like a toddler. I was a little concerned. I was like, oh my God, we're going to be biking all day and I'm not going to get my nap and I'm going to be so tired and everybody's going to think I'm this grumpy person. But I was so pleasantly surprised that our biking got done like around lunchtime or maybe a late lunch. And then we just had like a little bit of time before our next thing, before we would land in our new island or before like the next event, like where I did have time to just decompress, go nap, like lay down, do whatever I needed to do. So I liked having a little extra time in that way. But also we had so many cool things we did in Ecuador. So it was like, I wouldn't have wanted to miss any of those either.
But honestly, my trips are like that. My trips are full. I mean, Sam was on Patagonia 19 with me and I mean, I don't know if you get nap time on those trips
I recall zero free time.
Yeah, right. Honestly, these trips are not for everybody. They're really not. They're super active, as you guys now have all learned.
But
I was expecting more, though. I got on the boat, I expected we'd be biking all day long. And in my brain, I'm like, okay, we're getting up, we're going to eat some breakfast, and then we're not going to see the boat until evening. So I was ready to just be like, we're done. Like, we're on a bike and we're going. And they'll probably stop somewhere and hopefully feed us on some capacity. But then when we were done after 3 hours that first day, I was like, wait, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same.
Yeah. Now I have time to read my book? What?
Yeah, on the first day when they're like, yeah, we'll go for a ride and then we'll come back and have lunch. I was like, do we go for like another ride? Or like, in my head that we are going to be doing like 8 hours of biking every
day. I thought that too.
Did they confuse lunch and dinner?
Yeah. That's like a language barrier thing.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, I was pleasantly surprised. And I think I would have not appreciated if we had rode 8 hours a day.
No, that would have been really rough.
And lunch was so good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the food. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. They didn't mess around with the lunch. Like, it was never a light lunch.
Who expected 3 to 4 courses for lunch and dinner?
Yeah. I think the one that got all of us on our trip was, like, there was one day that they brought out, like, pasta or something like that. And,
it's like,
so good. Everybody crushed a bowl
was
of pasta.
Yes.
And then they brought out, like, then they're like, okay, now's your next course. And there's, like, a whole nother meal.
And then you get a pork chop.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Like, it was a whole nother meal.
Yeah.
So I remember being like eating cucumbers with this like sriracha sauce, and I'm thinking, I don't really like cucumbers, but I'll go for it. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Then they bring out this cracked zucchini pasta, and I'm like, oh,
ooh, that was
my
good.
Life is complete. And then they're like, and there's more.
That was just an appetizer. Like the salad was a pasta.
Yes.
Aperitif. The day we got Corchula, we get back and like me and Carly were walking on the boat and we smelled the fried pork, like the giant pieces of fried pork, and we both looked at each other with like kind of a crazy look in our eyes, just like, oh, this is gonna be good. Oh yeah.
I like how Captain's dinner was structured too, with like by far the most food beforehand.
Yes. Oh,
like just this big greasy awesome pile of meat and french fries.
So much meat.
Yeah, the chivapi was like an appetizer or something like that.
Six kinds of meat on that plate, I think.
Yeah.
What you guys have to know listening though is there were people who had allergies and they were catered to like nothing else, which is really impressive.
It almost like freaked me out how good Lucy was at it.
She nailed it. The fact that all of the food for those of us that had dietary issues came out at the same time all the normal food is unreal.
And everybody sat at different tables
every
single meal. And they got it set up for your table so that you got your food with everybody else at the table.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, those girls were, like, superhuman.
It was
amazing.
So good. And anyone else on our
big old Ghibli to the crew. Also, for those listening, Ghibli, cheers in Croatian. There's your lesson for the day. It translates, I believe, to live.
Life. I think it's life.
Which, how freaking cool is that? Like, what does cheers mean?
Life. Yeah, cheers.
You know? Like, live. Life. Like, that's awesome.
Very rad.
The crew nailed it on pretty much like every front though. Like they were awesome hosts, amazing entertainers. Like everything was taken care of without you really even having to think about it. You know, like, and they were stoked the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That was so awesome, just like hanging out. Like they were a blast to hang out.
And that has to say to the guides as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Lucia and Senad, cheers to them.
Cheers.
And to the crew.
Dude, Miladin could freaking dance.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys saw that photo in the funnies folder where he's got his like freaking like turban on or like he's like wearing something hilarious on his head and he's just like in
a
the
towel.
Doorway like
yeah.
He's wearing a towel on his head.
Yeah.
A towel. It was a towel.
I had one of the most I'll never forget this experience in Miladin.
This is our captain we're talking about.
So we're midway through the captain's dinner. It's like, it's already pretty loose, right?
Well,
like,
dinner's over.
Yeah.
Now captain's dinner means drink and dance, and they turn on disco lights. And they want you to have a rowdy, fun time.
It was the hottest party in the Adriatic. And at one point, we're like, everybody's kind of dancing, getting crazy. And the captain, like, he's rocking like an eye patch and like a hat or something like that. And he just like walks up to me and looks me dead in the eyes and rubs his belly against my belly.
Deadpan.
For like
zero expression
for like
on his
30
face.
Seconds. Like this one, and it went on. Like at first, I was like, I'm gonna see where this goes. just wrote it out, and he didn't stop. I broke it. Like I read a bit.
Like, too far.
Yeah,
too
I was like,
far,
this is funny, man, but like this is getting weird for me.
I hope you guys had the same experience that like Jackie and I had on week one, where like, you know, we like knew roughly what was going on this boat, right? But then you know, it was after we did the Corso ride, like the big ride. And then we get back and it's like, all right, like take a nap. Like tonight is captain's dinner. If you've got anything nice, please wear it. And we're all just like, what is captain's dinner?
And it's freezing.
And it's like, oh, well, like, you know, the captain's going to cook for us and there's going to be some toast and like some activities. And it was super vague. And Jack and I are just like, what? Okay. Like, and then, you know, obviously we like eat this big pile of food and the captain comes out and, you know, makes his toast. And then he's like, all right, like I need a lady to volunteer for the first waltz of the evening. And Jack and I are like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, it's like a formal, like, this is like a formal, like we're going to be like waltzing. And then, you know, who was it? Yeah,
Ashley
on the first week volunteers and dances with the captain. And it's like, it's all great. There's this nice Croatian music in the background. And literally on the last note of the song, every single light turns off and like black lights come on. And I'm just like, I didn't even know there were black lights on this boat.
Like,
suddenly there's like lasers going everywhere. And it drops into like, what is it, Dancing Queen, and just the whole room like erupts.
Lucy was ready.
Lucy was ready.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how we were making we were sandwiched between boats on that night?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so we were maybe the fifth boat in, and then there was another boat, and all of a sudden our boat just erupts.
I could not
imagine, because we were in this like isolated cove, mm-hmm. and there were other boats, but I mean like captain's dinner went till like 3 a.m. and it was a full moon. So there was howling at the moon.
They were not impressed.
No, but people actually moved their boats farther away from us.
Like at first I think they thought we were cute because we were like howling at the moon and they were like howling back at us.
Yeah.
And then a couple
like,
hours
oh,
later, they were like, yeah, they're like, we hate this boat. And then
so much.
The next morning at like 6 a.m., this one catamaran goes like trolling by us and just blasts our boat with the foghorn.
Just over and over.
Very obviously was getting back at us for the night before.
That is unreal.
Everybody above deck heard that one.
Because there's maybe like five boats in the lagoon that night.
Yeah.
Like a couple, but like it's a small lagoon.
Small.
You know?
Like
and like those boats were partying at like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Like when we went on
the walk over to
the little like boat
tunnel
thing. Like, there was this freaking catamaran with, like, 10 Germans on it that were just going hard.
Yeah, they were.
I think they just started too soon.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, they should have
paced
themselves.
Early.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys, go ride some bikes first.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. That was
I
all
think
of them.
Most of our bar tab was from Captain's Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we could honestly be talking about this forever. It has been almost an hour. I don't even know. 45 minutes maybe. So question for you guys before we kind of wrap up is I would like you guys to share maybe what your favorite takeaway was. And then if you would do it again, Chad.
Oh man, I wasn't ready.
I can go.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
So who's ready? Chad's ready.
I can pull it off.
Okay.
Is this kind of like a Rosebud Thorn thing?
Yeah.
Sort of? Okay.
Kind of.
My biggest rose, I have been on cloud nine since stepping off of that boat. And I think there was a really cathartic nature to like traveling after this whole thing called, I don't even want to like say the word, but.
Just go with pandemic.
Yeah. There was a long period of time that we couldn't do something like this and we finally got to do it and it just felt amazing. And for me, the best part by far was the people on it. Like the group dynamic and just the way that I almost liked the fact that we were all forced to be together because it made you just really sink into like, all right, I could be a bummer right now or I could like try really hard to get to know all these people and to like to try something new. Cause when I'm home, like I got my four friends, like I'm not gonna leave my circle. I'd like choose not to. And so to be around all those people from all the different backgrounds and just really just sink into that energy, that was kind of the biggest part for me. And I mean, I'll do it again if you'll have me. Like,
Jackie, can I come?
You don't bite me. yeah, that was, it was just unbelievable. Felt really good.
Jubilee.
Jubilee!
For me.
Don't ruin utro.
For me, I struggle a bit with anxiety, and I was really nervous because this is like way outside of my comfort zone and wasn't sure if I'd be able to keep up. I'm really hard on myself. And for me, it was that I could do hard things. If I just put myself out there, I could do hard things. And, you know, being in a group dynamic, going on like a guided tour, which is not usually how I travel, and doing this bike adventure makes me want to go do this again. Like, I just want to go do this again because I can. Like, I believe in myself so much more than I did on that trip. And, like, so many great things, people and environment and everything. But, like, for me personally, I could just do stuff that I didn't believe I could.
Hell yeah, girl.
I love that.
Jubilee.
It's such an amazing... When you really are able to prove that to yourself, like, for the first time or just, like, in that moment where you're really, like, unsure of it, like... That's the magic, dude. That's what keeps you coming back. That's what really just, like, grows you as a person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cheers to that. Love it.
Thank you.
To me, this trip exceeded all expectations, so. No, but when I, like, I had Croatia on my bucket list. And when you think of bucket lists, to me, those are these big trips that maybe someday you'll accomplish, but maybe not.
Yeah.
And here it is, 2021. And you check it off, but you don't just check it off. Like, when I say exceeded expectations, I knew I wanted to sail the islands. And you could say we boated, we sailed, whatever it is. Like, I knew I wanted to go through the islands of Croatia. But we already discussed how we didn't really know what we were expecting going into each day. And so not only did we get exercise, but we got amazing, authentic food every day on all capacities. We met awesome people and have friends coming out of it. And we're all sitting here going, I want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a bucket list trip. And here we were going through the situation that must not be named last year of saying, here was this time when I couldn't travel. And anytime you have a trip, you can build it up in your mind and overhype it, right? So here we are going into this trip that was maybe overhyped in our mind. No, I couldn't have hyped it enough. Like, it exceeded everything. And I think it was, I turned to Sam on day two and we were both like, is this reality? Like, are we really here? Is this really what we're doing? Like, we are in the perfect place at the perfect time. And so I look at that trip and I look at what we spent on that trip. And there's no doubt in my mind, A, I would book it again.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. And B, I would spend more money on that trip. So let's go back to Croatia.
Okay.
Are you referring to Lastava, like the swim spot?
I think so, yes.
Dude,
when I looked at each other, and I just remember being like, what?
Dude, I want to share this real quick, because I'm writing a blog about this trip for my own site. But so this was like our first like big swim spot.
Yes.
And
only.
I was
week one, it was our only one. It was warmer on week two.
Yeah. This was the good one. And we had finished our ride for the day, and I'm like sitting on the railing of the boat. Just sun's beating down on my face. Like, I'm dripping wet because I just jumped off into the water. And, like, you know, our private bartender walks over with the beer I just ordered. And I'm just, like, sitting there. And someone from the water, maybe it was you, is just like, dude, you look like a movie star right now. You know, just, like, my long hair is all wet. And I'm, like, holding this beer. And, like, I'm, like,
stupid sexy Sam.
No, but seriously, I'm just, like, I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, I'm just, like... What the fuck am I doing here? How
is this reality?
How did this happen? And I know exactly how it happened. And like, I honestly do this thing all the time, but like, it never ceases to amaze me. Just like, suddenly I snap back to reality. I'm like on a boat in a cove on the Adriatic, clutching a beer. Like, it is incredible.
Well,
you know, it's one of those moments you'll just never forget.
You know? Yeah, you said to me, you were like, I was having my Bond villain moment.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
Like, that's a good way to describe it.
I know, there's catamarans everywhere, crystal clear water, fine wine. Like, it checked all those boxes,
Sick.
I definitely did that because, like, I I knew, like, I after Ecuador, I totally was, like, sold on, like, traveling with a group. And that was a smaller group, and that was definitely, that was, like, more of a retreat. But I was sold on Jackie's trips. I had been following her for so long at that point, and that was 2018. So, like, I wanted to do this trip. The first week didn't work out, and then the pandemic happened, and then you opened the second one. And I think we signed up that day that you, like, you were like, I'm emailing it out this week. I'm pretty sure I signed up that day mm-hmm. that it came out. And then I like didn't think about it anytime after that. Cause I was like, I don't have to plan anything. I just know it's going to be awesome. I don't even have to think about it. And then like, there would be all these times on the trip where just like you said, it exceeded expectations. I knew it was going to be amazing. And then when we're there and I'm like on a bike and I'm riding around and I'm just like looking around at this beautiful scenery, the water, like we're on a boat and I'm just like so happy. And I just was, I don't know. I couldn't have imagined it being better than it was. And we just keep saying, we're still riding that high. And we still keep talking about it. We're like, it's like our favorite trip ever. It was so good. It was really awesome.
My face hurt from smiling. Aww. It was so good. Mm-hmm. There were days where we were just like biking through wine vineyards and yes. then you'd see crystal blue water and cool trees. And I my face hurt at a certain point from just smiling. I was like, I don't know if this will ever stop.
Well, and how is it reality? You're like going through what you think of like tunnels of trees. So you're cruising through these tunnels of trees and then there's ocean and then there's olives. Yes. And then there's wine. And then lavender. You're in trees again. And then look over here, there's a lavender field.
Lavender. And also, how many times did my face hurt from just laughing? Whether it was out over dinner, over the comically large bottle of wine at this restaurant we went to, or just like stupid things like you would get into a conversation with people or at the dance part, like anything. There's so many times where we just would hurt from laughing so hard with people we only met a few days prior.
Yep.
And we're just like, how is everybody so awesome? Like, why is this so much fun? And it was such a good time. Like you attract a good group. So it's pretty easy to know when you go on a Jackie trip that everybody's going to be pretty cool. So
I think that's a fact, Jackie. You did two trips 2 weeks in a row, multiple times. People would like both weeks we're going in knowing one, two people. I don't think you're going to have a person if you were to interview every single person that's going to walk out and be like, yeah, I didn't meet any cool people. Jackie trip and not have a good time. Yeah.
We only met in the transition and correct. Already decided we would hang out in Bozeman.
30 seconds.
And here we are. And we weren't even on the same trip. Just the transition.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like I made new friends too. And it's really cool that there are, six of us right here at the table right now. This is super rad. I mean, I always make new friends, but like, to make friends that live in the town that I live in is super special because I did not know you guys before. And this is really cool to be able to hang out in person again.
One thing that I think was perfect timing for me on this trip too was in the before times, I think I was a pretty extroverted person. Like we would meet a lot of people and like be pretty social. And then like for the past 2 years, for some reason, we've kind of like progressed back into our shell a little bit. Like, it's really easy to be like, nah, I don't want to go deal with strangers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel you.
I think this trip was like a nice forcing function to like get me over the hump where it's like, okay, I'll go talk to other humans and like go interact with other humans. It was like a nice like push me over the edge moment.
I hear you though. Right. Like lately, you say the last 2 years, I'm going to do my own thing. It's my comfort zone, right? But I remember getting on that boat and being like, I'm going to get to know everybody and I'm going to be their friend. And I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that element of challenge, you know, whether it's physical or whether it's, like, personal, like, having to interact with, like, new people, like, that's what you remember. That's what makes you grow. That's, like, the magic of...
Yeah.
Because we can all book plane tickets and go somewhere and, like, do stuff, you know? But to, like, launch yourself into the, like, unknown with strangers, like...
that's awesome.
It was,
you know?
It's that, but also fun. A trip you don't have to think about. Jackie
exactly.
Planned everything to
yeah.
a team.
I plan so hard for vacation to figure out every possible thing that we could ever want to do. Of course, we're never
yep.
going to do them all, but you want options, right? And so I go really deep into planning to make sure that we can do everything that we possibly want to do when we're on vacation. And this was so freeing to just show up.
Hey,
I didn't
have
to think
about your food.
No.
You don't have to think about where you're sleeping.
I didn't have
to
think
about what you were doing
nope.
each day.
Anything. It was great.
Yeah.
You didn't have to sit there and be like, how am I going to be entertained today? Do I have to entertain myself? Nope.
So great.
Except how to look good in photos.
That's right. That
yeah.
was like everyone's biggest. The biggest struggle is, what do I do when Sam's in front of me? Do I
just,
smile? Do
I don't know what to do with my hands.
100%.
We've all seen the movie Madagascar, the freaking penguins. Just smile wave.
Yes. Smile wave, boys. Smile wave.
Wait, so, John, I think you might be the only one who didn't get an opportunity to talk to that last question. I think. Did I miss anything?
I also didn't.
Okay, Jesse and John.
I think you guys hit it all pretty much on the head. I was just going to say that, and Alicia can attest to this, I'm in general, I'm a pretty shy person, and I tend to go to the background, and I stay pretty guarded, like, with my humor. But for whatever reason, and I think we already, hit upon this, is like the group that Jackie were able to bring together, like, I was felt at home immediately. Like, it was like, I played music all the time. That was like my thing. And like Sam and I connected on a bunch of music on music that I usually don't, my good friends here in Virginia would not know that I listen to. And here I am sharing this music with Sam that I just met 3 days ago. And he's like, I just found this new album. You should listen to it. And like, that's something that I like still have not, a barrier that I still haven't crossed with a lot of my friends here. Yet here I am in this trip with 20 some odd other people on a boat, and here I am sharing something that was
headbanging with Lucia.
Headbanging with Lucia. I'm the captain.
Some pole dancing? Do you mean?
So, case in point, I did a lot of things that I wouldn't do. But I'm a better, like, I think that's part of the reason why when I got off the boat, like, I was like really, really sad that this was over.
Yeah, we were so
and
sad.
So glad that we still, like we said before, we still have this text chain. So like here, I see a text come through from anyone on the trip. I'd be like, I'm automatically like happy to see someone came in. And immediately I'm like transported back to that week. And even if it's for a brief moment, it's like, isn't that trip like amazing? And I just go on a little bit happier in my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Aww. Love that.
All right, Jesse, bring us home.
Oh, God.
The pressure.
I think for me, like, this trip was really fun because I had no expectations because I didn't know Jackie before this. I hadn't heard of her before this. Me and Shiloh were cleaning out our grandparents' basement. And she said, hey, you want to go on this trip to Croatia? And I was like, sure. Because I, like, well, I
twist her
hard sale.
She really had to work for it. I was just like, nah, it sounds good. Let's do it. Because I had had, after my first international trip in 2016, I had said, I'm leaving the country every year. Like, I am leaving the country
Love
every
that.
Year. And then obviously did not happen 1 year. So this was my first trip to Europe, first international trip since the Big Bad. And for me, it reignited so many things that had kind of like died in being like so, because Oregon was stricter than a lot of places. So I was very isolated for a very long time. And so being around that many people was at some point overwhelming, but like there's so many, like Sam was so, not to just blow up Sam, but Sam was so sweet to me and let me bug him with camera questions. And like, I had forgotten how passionate and how much I love photography. And like Sam was so nice and I could ask him all these questions and like nerd out on camera equipment. And like, I had forgotten how much I love traveling even. And then I love things that make me uncomfortable. And so going to somewhere new and trying weird things. And then even biking for me, like obviously Shiloh knows this, but like I don't have the greatest genetics set out for me. And so I've lived with degrees of chronic pain for most of my life. And so being able to go, like, and shout out to e-bikes, because I shout
one
out
to
e-bikes. Like,
one more time.
Bring it back around. But, like, I, you know, going on this trip, I have tendonitis in both my knees. And, yeah, just got on an e-bike, and I was like, you know what? I'm on this trip. We're going to do it. And so it was just this really nice, like, reigniting of all these, like, elements of myself that had kind of gone dormant and I kind of lost track of in being isolated for a year and a half. But yeah, I mean, I definitely would go on a Jackie trip again. I met, like everyone said already, like I met people that I still like text off and on and are so funny and so great. And I just like, yeah, all in all, could not recommend a Jackie trip enough.
Thank you.
I'm going to cry.
I love it.
Love it.
Man, what a time.
Thank you, guys.
What a time.
So do we just need to do this every 6 weeks to just relive how epic this was and then go
maybe
again next
look,
year?
Just give yes me a schedule so I can book the plane tickets. They're much cheaper in advance.
Tell yes me what boat I'm getting on and then make sure my bike's there and I'm in.
Yeah.
Just saying, Jackie, I have a list of places I'd like to go to. I'll just throw them to you. You got inundated with all the options given to me.
You should do like an annual subscription. Just like tell people, email people their next location.
Like, yeah, fjords in Norway.
I don't know
what
the
fjords
next one is.
Norway.
Jackie will let me know.
It's on my list too.
We're just gonna give you our bank routing number, and then when you get the automatically take the money. Like we're signed up, we're in. So like, just do it.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's good. That's good stuff. Thank you guys. That's awesome. I super appreciate all of your thoughts, and I really super appreciate all of you being here and sharing this. This is a super special episode for me. I've always wanted to do this, and I've never actually done it. I've always thought about it, and this is the first time we've brought it together, and you guys killed it. So congrats for being on a podcast, because I know that that's nerve-wracking and, you know, but I really appreciate you all just showing up and sharing your stories and yourselves with everybody, because some of you have been on the other side of this podcast and know what it's like to listen to it, and yeah. Yeah, so
book a trip with Jackie.
I'll pay you later, Jesse.
You won't regret it. It's honestly the coolest experience, and I'm so glad I did it, and I was very nervous, and so like put your fears aside, just jump,
take that leap, dude.
Just and people who say I don't do group trips,
I don't.
This
do
isn't
group
a group
trips
trip.
Yeah,
this is not a group
it's
trip.
Not.
This is something out of this world.
Yeah,
go.
Yep.
I explained that to everybody when they were like, it's like a group trip. I'm like, yeah, but it's not like, you know, like people holding a flag like on a tour and everybody has a name tag on. Like, it's by doing this trip, like you have such an opportunity to do and see things that you wouldn't if you just went on your own. Like if we just did our own Croatia trip, we would have gone to Split and Dubrovnik, maybe an island or two, but like there's so many things we wouldn't have done without being on this group trip.
Yeah, try and rent a boat by yourself.
Yeah. I did send out a mass text when I got home to like all my friends, and I'm like, how many of you want to rent a boat in Croatia? Anyone? I think we can do it if we're all in.
Look, I'll say it again. Sure.
Love it. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Well, in our last words,
Jubilee!
Jubilee!
Jing!
Well, there you have it. I cannot thank everyone enough. Shyla, Chad, Sam, John, Alicia, Jesse, and Cinnamon for showing up for that. If you want to see some photos from the trip, there are some being posted or have been posted on Instagram at jump.adventures. And as we have just launched the new site at jumpadventures.com, it's not entirely finished yet, but we are going to eventually have galleries there from past trips that you'll be able to look through. So keep an eye out for that in the future. And at this point, we still have space for our next group trip to Patagonia in March. So, and if you're listening to this in the future, we probably have other epic things going on. So just be sure to get on the email list at jumpadventures.com to stay in the loop of all things group trips. So many big plans, so many big things ahead, which leads me to my bit of news for you. This is going to be the last episode of Jump for a little while. I am taking my first scheduled break from podcasting in nearly 8 years. Yeah, it's time. And as I often share with you why I do what I do, I would like to share two reasons for taking this break. First of all, this is going to make more sense to you if you attended my Word for the Year workshop last year, or if you listened to the episode about choosing a word for the year that I published a year ago. But my word for 2022 is reset. And here's where I'm going to nerd out a little bit. But you know when you unplug an electronic and you have to wait an extra few seconds for those juices to stop flowing before you plug it back in? Well, I need that kind of reset where I unplug and then I wait a few more seconds before I start back up again, which is why I don't know exactly what this break will look like or how long it will last. I'm not prepared to make that decision quite yet, though I would like to allow myself at least a few months. So the show will go on. Don't you worry, but I am taking this break. Second, I care a lot about this show. I started this podcast back in 2014. And when I started it, I researched and learned and made the best decisions that I could for the structure of this show. And it still works today. But you know what? A lot has changed in the world of podcasting. And I haven't had the capacity to keep up with it all and learn about all the new things that are available to podcasters now. And I would like to take some space to reconsider how I run this show so that when I come back, it will be even better for you, for me, for my sponsors, for everyone. So thank you in advance for staying tuned for what's next, because it's going to be good. And in the meantime, I'm going to put my energy into group trips and into writing. And I'm saying this out loud because it's a major, massive, huge goal of mine. And sometimes it just helps to say these things out loud. To write books, memoirs. I've started two, and I need to create space to nurture these projects. That's what I think is going to happen during this break. But I also completely understand that sometimes we just never know what's going to come our way when we create space for good things. So if you want to keep up with me personally during this time and going forward, you can subscribe to maybe an occasional update or newsletter at travelingjackie.com. This is different from group trips. This is if you want to follow me and my projects and happenings. And then Jump Adventures is where you sign up for group trips. They are separate now. And that big separation was one of my huge goals for 2021. And now I've done it. So I have space to expand into each arena. And that feels really good to me. So here's to a reset. Here's to a new year. May it hold good things for all of us. Thank you for listening thus far. You guys rock. You are the best. Seriously. And I am looking forward to coming back after a bit of a reset. So happy 2022. Stay safe and healthy. Happy travels. And I will see you on the flip side.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.